RadioSaintPete.com.
Now here's RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Get Hard, now playing in area theaters.
Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor epitomized the ebony and ivory buddy comedy formula in the 80s, followed by Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte, chronologically and chemistry-wise. Before you say I forgot, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover were more action-oriented. Their use of firearms instead of one-liners disqualifies them from the comedy category. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson tried to pick up the mantle in the early 90s, but that didn't stick. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan had a mid-90s run, along with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. And now Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are taking a shot at it. Get Hard is a by-the-numbers, odd-couple-must-work-together-to-succeed setup, and, at times, is awful, especially when the plot must stumble forward, thrusting us back into the mind-numbing, innocent-man-is-a-fall-guy routine. However, there are times when Get Hard works. These rare bits are when we forget the plot, while Ferrell and Hart entertain us by riffing and improvising their over-the-edge, outrageous lines. Anyone who has ever seen a movie before will figure out someone frames James King, played by Ferrell, for a crime, and who it is in the first 5 minutes. James is an uber-successful financial genius, making millions every day, predicting the moves and shifts in the market. His gorgeous fiancée Alyssa, played by Alison Brie, knows she has found her lifetime checkbook, and behaves in a way which will make every man in the audience peek over at their significant others to make sure they didn't get caught drooling. James King has the perfect Los Angeles life. James King is also arrested, charged with embezzlement, convicted, and sentenced to 10 years in San Quentin. Without being told, we all know who the bad guy is, and James is not it. He is an innocent, naive man-child. Darnell, played by Hart, runs a parking garage detail business and knows James from their every now and again interactions, usually when James assumes Darnell is a menacing black man who wants to hurt him instead of a guy trying to hand him his car keys. James assumes Darnell is an ex-con with prison experience. With 30 days to get his affairs in order before he checks in for his 10-year stint, James hires Darnell to put him through prison boot camp, toughen him up, teach him the rules, and get him hard. Don't think for a moment writers Jay Martell, Ian Roberts, and Ethan Coen do not stoop so low as to riff on the painfully obvious puns of getting James physically and mentally hard enough to shuffle through the prison gates. Martell and Roberts are veteran comedy writers for Comedy Central's brilliant Key and Peele, and Coen, who also directs here, started his career writing for Beavis and Butthead. These gentlemen can write vulgar with the best of them. The problem? Darnell is actually a square. He has never been to prison. In fact, he works hard to provide for his wife and daughter, doing his best to try and move them out of the ghetto. However, for the kind of cash James offers, Darnell will dress up and pretend to be whatever James assumes he is. Here is where Get Hard escapes the mindless tedium of James's situation, cracks its knuckles, and gets down to business trying to make us laugh. Many of Darnell's attempts to educate James are more ridiculous than funny, including staging a fake prison riot in the converted jail cell / wine cellar, and taking James to a gay-centric restaurant so he can practice sexually pleasuring men. Stereotyping the gay community during the scene goes a bit too far, and nobody in the year 2015 can possibly believe the caricatures portrayed at this restaurant. Yet, some of Darnell's situations are downright hysterical. He transforms James's tennis court into a prison yard to show James how to navigate between gangs. Hart riffs as Leroy, the black gang leader, jumps over to play the Latino gang leader, and then jumps over to play Dante, the homosexual prison yard protector. I am not Kevin Hart's biggest fan. I think he yells too much and plays the fool far too often to squeeze out laughs from the audience. In the tennis court / prison yard skit, however, Hart is a genius and easily earns the loudest laughs of the film. Ferrell does his best to play the straight man confused by it all, effectively pushing Hart's improv even further. Ferrell, a famous comedian in his own right, is not shortchanged in the laughter department. Sure, he plays the lost-in-the-woods, doe-eyed, helpless pup, but this is a firm launching pad for laughs when he gets upset, runs out of nice, and practices his insults. Today's audiences think they have already heard anything and everything which could possibly be considered an insult or a curse word. But I think Ferrell invents a few in some of his one-on-one time with the camera. Rapper and reality TV man T.I. shows up as Russell, the leader of the Crenshaw Kings and Darnell's cousin. He plays the hard gangbanger, while his subordinates get all the laughs as they try to indoctrinate pasty white James into the gang. It's a plus that Farrell resembles the little fat kid from Bad Santa, all grown up. If you are merely a casual Will Ferrell or Kevin Hart fan, there is nothing in Get Hard which should make you run to the theater on opening weekend. The plot mocks your intelligence, and you will forget most of it by the time you reach your car on the way home. Yet, if you are overly nostalgic about yesterday's Wilder and Pryor and Murphy and Nolte buddy comedies, you may want to check out the chemistry between Ferrell and Hart. They chose a rotten script, but you may appreciate the effort they take and the few scenes they are allowed to cut loose and ad-lib free in. Get Hard will be forgotten in both men's filmographies, but a few of their scenes together will be remembered. That is why I give Get Hard 2 out of 4 stars.
Get Hard is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, the Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.